Hello, this is Asil. I am an Iraqi citizen that's living in the US. I'd rather not say where I live because I'm afraid of backlash.
Iraqi immigrants are being questioned by the FBI in an effort to gather information that could be useful in the war with Iraq and to find those they believe might be a threat to national security. Asil came to the US from Baghdad after surviving the 1991 Gulf War. She recently told her family she wanted to speak out against the current war with Iraq. They told her to keep quiet. She did, for a while, but last week decided to join a protest rally. Here's another NPR war diary.
The rally was very powerful. The organizers made quite a bit of efforts to really let public know what is it like to be under bombs. They had recording of the sirens, recording of the bombing. And people were very emotional, so was I. And the local newspaper came to me and asked me if they can talk to me. And I ended up talking to them and told them why I'm emotional. And because I know when they say dropping bombs, I know what it means. I know how it feels. I was a little bit afraid, but I thought people has to hear this. 10 minutes later, I got a phone call from the FBI saying we need to interview tonight. I was very frightened, not knowing if this is just a coincidence or I'm supposed to just not open my mouth. And then when I asked the agent, are you interviewing every Iraqi? And he said, no, just selected people. It made me even more curious. I asked too if I can have a lawyer in the meeting. And anyways, the interview, I finally did the interview with the presence of lawyers. But that's just an example of why I feel very frightened to talk about my experience, to tell people, no matter what the price is, the war is a wrong thing.
An NPR war diary from Asil, an Iraqi living in the U.S. She was in Baghdad during the 1991 Gulf War.